Okay, good morning, all. We're up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3, and we're continuing in the Avoda service now. So what would happen next is that Natala Sadam, Mimi Shayam and Maris, but remember, where we last left off with the blood of the bull, so there was a guy that was standing and he was stirring the blood to make sure that it wouldn't congeal. So Natala Sadam, Mimi Shayam and Maris, well, he took the blood of the bull, the Kohen Gadol took the blood of the bull from the one who was stirring it, and then he returned back to the sanctuary. Nechnas l'makom shenechnas v'amad b'makom shamad. He entered the place that he was standing previously, right, in the Kodesh HaGadashim, and he would go to the place that he stood before, which was in between the two poles of the Aron. He sprinkled some of the blood once upward and seven times downward. So this is going to sound very familiar. We say this a lot on during Yom Kippur davening. So you'll notice the similarity in some of the words. So when he was sprinkling the blood once up and seven times down, he did not mean to touch the Aron at all. He was doing it in like a whipping matter so that it would sort of go up and down, but it wouldn't touch the Aron directly. It would sort of land around him on the floor. And this is how you would count. Achas, he would say one. Achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'shev. He would. There were again in total eight drops of blood that would come out. So there was one up and seven times down. So when he would do it once, he would count one. But then when he would do it down each time, he would say one plus one, one plus two, in order to not get confused with how many countings there were. But again, in total there were eight. But we didn't like for him to count to the total number of eight. That's why he said achas v'achas, one plus one, one plus two, etc., and never just in total eight. Then after he would do that, he would he finished these sprinklings, so he would go out of the Kodesh HaKodashim and he would take this little bowl that he had and he would put it on top of a golden stand that was in the sanctuary. Then Mishnah Dalet, he viu lo es ha-sa'ir. They would bring him the male goat that they had that was standing by Nikanor's gate that we said last a while back. Shchato v'kilo b'mizrak ha-samal. He would then shech this goat and he would collect the blood in a bowl. Nechnas l'makom shenechnas v'amad b'makom shamad. Again, he would go back into the sanctuary and he would go back into the Kodesh HaKodashim and then he would stand again in that same place in the aron between those two poles. V'hiza mimeno achas l'mal v'sheva l'mal. And again, he would sprinkle upwards once and seven times downward in the direction of the Aron. And he didn't mean to touch the lower part or the upper part of the Aron, just to go near it. The Mefarshim explained that there was actually, at the end of the sprinkling, there was like a row of eight drops of blood on the floor. He did it in like a whipping fashion. This is how he would count. Achas, he would count one, and achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Then again, he would do one plus one, one plus two, etc., all the way to one plus seven. Yatza v'inicho al kan hazav hasheni hashehaya b'heichal. Then he would take this goat's blood and he would put it on a second golden stand that was outside in the sanctuary. He would leave the Kodesh HaKodashim and he would put this on another golden stand. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Lo hayash sham elakacha. We're not made of money here. They didn't have two golden stands outside. They only had one golden stand. You remember he placed the bull's blood on one of the golden stands before, so he took that off, and then he put the goat's blood on that stand, and he would take the bull's blood with him. Then he would take this blood and he would sprinkle it towards the paroches, towards the curtain that was outside of the aron. So in other words, one side faced the aron, but the other side was not facing the aron, so he did it on the outside part. He would sprinkle the blood. How would he do it? Again, achas l'malav v'sheva l'mato, once upwards and once and seven times downwards. V'lo hayam eskavein l'hazos lo l'malav l'mato. He didn't mean to sprinkle on the upper part of the curtain or on the lower part. Ela k'matzlif. He did it in a whipping fashion that would not land on the curtain itself. Akach hayamone. This is again how he would count. Achas one, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. The same idea as we keep saying, one and then one plus one through one plus seven. Not al dama ser v'hiniach dama. After he did the sprinkling of the bull's blood on the curtain on the outside, he would take the male goat's blood and he would put down the bull's blood. Again, according to the opinion that says there are two stands, he wouldn't have to, he still would put it down first, but he would put it on a different stand. And according to the opinion that says there was only one stand, he would have to put the blood down first because he needed to a place to put he would need to pick up the other blood first because he need a place to put down the other blood. So again, so you take the male's the male goat's blood and he would put down the bull's blood. And again, he would sprinkle in the same area blood from the male goat, and how would he do it? He would do it achas amal v'shevel matzah, again, once upwards and seven times downwards. V'lo haya miskaven la'azos l'amal v'lo matzah. He didn't mean to sprinkle on the curtain itself. Ela k'masav, he did it in a whipping fashion. And finally, kach hayamona, how would he count? Achas, he would count one, and then achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. And again, the same idea of 1+1, 1+2, etc., until 1+7. Finally, eira dam ha'par l'toch dam ha'sir. After doing all the sprinkling of the male goat's blood and all of the blood, he would pour the remaining of the bull's blood into the bowl of the goat's blood. And then he poured the contents of the full bowl into the contents of the empty bowl in order to mix them properly. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Daled, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now we'll stop.